This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's a new year. A new year for you and me. A new year to start on the right foot. To give our lives to the Lord Jesus. To know that His mercy endures forever. For you and for me. It's a new year. Or maybe you ended the old year in difficulty and even in darkness. And even in sin. Oh, but it's a new year. It's time to confess your sins. Go to confession. Get rid of them. Give your life to Jesus. How do you do that, Father Tom? Oh, I tell you how you do it. I tell Jesus, Lord Jesus, I'm desperate for you. Come dwell in my heart. Forgive my sins. Forgive my wickedness. Give me the Holy Spirit so that I can proclaim the Word of God. Give me the Holy Spirit so that I can pray for people that they be healed. Give me the Holy Spirit so that when we're on radio, we're not just giving words, but the Word of God, the power of God, the unction of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we started this ministry 41 years ago. And I tell you, even now, we have the power of God to proclaim His word in season and out of season. Some days, we come to this microphone and we're out of season. That's not going to stop us. We're going to proclaim the goodness of the Lord Jesus when we're out of season. We're going to proclaim the blessedness of knowing Jesus when we're out of season. We're going to proclaim healing to the sick. That's what we're going to proclaim. The mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, we've come to this microphone. We're human beings. Every day is not a glory day. Someday we're in the valley and the sun isn't out, but we still proclaim Christ. He is the Son of Righteousness. He is in the valley with us. He tells us, where you are, I am. Where I am, you are. So therefore, if you're in the valley, He's with you. But He also says, where I am, you are. Where is He now? He's seated in heavenly places. And you know what? I'm there too. You're there too. He's seated in heavenly places. And this new year, He wants it to be a year of trust. Trust in the Lord and do good. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in Him and He will act. Oh, it's a new year. It's a new year. Cover us, Lord, with the blood of Jesus in this brand new year. I pray that as we proclaim Christ Jesus via the airwaves, we receive more blessings from you and people will come to know you. Oh, not know about you, but know you. The apostles knew you. The saints knew you. And you are called to know Christ, not about Him only. To know Him, because as the old song sang, to know Him is to love Him. I tell you, you're called to know God. You're called to know Christ. Not only to know about Him. He's not Abraham Lincoln. He's not George Washington. He's given us His Holy Spirit to know Him. Have I ever met Jesus? Oh, I have met Him. Thanks be to God. How did you meet Him? He's in heaven. I met Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. And what did He do for you? He changed my life. What does He do for me? Again, He forgives my sins when I go to confession. He hears my prayers. He's the Lord. You know, here we are on the radio proclaiming Jesus. We're nobodies as compared to the world. World doesn't think we're anybody. But we've got a voice. And that voice proclaims the Lord Jesus. And we will do that until we end up in heaven by the grace of God. It's so important to proclaim the word of God because people are listening. Maybe you're one of the people that never listened before. And you're hearing that Jesus is not dead. He's alive. And he wants to come and dwell in your heart. Maybe you're the person on this brand new year that God's saying, come to me, and I'll change your life by love. Oh, by love, he changes lives. By the love of the crucified, risen Savior, he changes lives. No one is too far gone. I tell you, even Hitler was not too far gone. Nobody is too far gone. God says in Christ Jesus, come to me, all of you who are weary and find life burdensome. Are you weary today? Do you find life burdensome? What does Jesus say? Come to me when you're weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. Oh, not the rest of going to bed, but the rest of peace in your heart. I tell you what the world needs today is the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, without that peace, we're tormented. Without that peace, we have no place to go. We're running around looking for whatever we're looking for, fulfillment. Here, we don't find it. There, don't find it. Ours, upward, don't find it. Downward, don't find it. The only way to peace is Jesus. You want peace? Give your life to Jesus. How do I do it? Jesus, I give my life to you. Come into my heart and love me all you want. Forgive my sins. I surrender. So important. You never know who's listening when we're proclaiming the word of God like this. Maybe someone who is on the brink of suicide. Oh, I've preached to people who are on the brink of suicide. I've preached to those people. They later told me I already had the pills ready for me to take, but I snapped you on. And God spoke to me that he had plans for my life. I put the pills away. This really happened. I never know what God does through Anthony and me. But we keep on being open vessels of proclamation. I won't tell you this. You see, I want to live the way I preach the gospel.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, I do it imperfectly. And in my imperfection of living it, I call on the name of Jesus for help. Because I can't do it on my own. I need the Holy Spirit in order to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't do it perfectly. But I do it with my heart. I do it with my soul. I do it with my body. I do it the best way I know how. And you know what? God comes. Jesus comes. He blesses me. And as he blesses me, I'm able to bless you. Do you know that Jesus wants to bless you in this new year? Do you know that he's got plans for you? And I'm seeing a person that always was in the background, never ever raised up into the light, in the background all her life, all his life. Jesus says, come up here. No more background. You're sitting next to me. You're sitting next to me. No more background. I'm going to use you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you words to proclaim to people. No more being in the background. You're mine, and I'm yours. That's the greatest thing. I'm yours, Lord Jesus. You're mine, Lord Jesus. There's nothing greater than that. Where is he? He dwells in my heart. How do you know it? Because he told us. Anyone who opens the door to me, I will come in and dine with them. Open the door of your heart to Jesus, and he will come in and dine with you. What will you eat when he dines? You will eat the word of God. You will eat the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will eat the heavenly food. And that food will bear you up so that you can proclaim the love of Christ to people. When's the last time you proclaimed Jesus to somebody? Oh, I'm not a priest. I wasn't a priest for many years. I was in college, just finished. I started proclaiming Jesus. Anthony's not a priest. He's a great proclaimer of the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you? I don't know how. Well, I tell you, learn how. Tell the Lord, I want to learn how to proclaim you so that people will come to be saved and saved from hell. You see, that's the issue. The issue that without Jesus, it's hell. No one tells us those things. Without Jesus, it's hell. Jesus came to give me a new life and give you a new life and to save you from hell. No one talks about it anymore. We're all going to heaven. No, 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 no. We are not all going to heaven. Only those who belong to Jesus. That's why we preach. That's why we proclaim, so that people would be out of hell and into the glory of God. That's why we preach. That's why we proclaim, to save people from hell and to ask Jesus to heal people that are sick in body, soul, and spirit. That's why we're on radio, not to give us a name for ourselves. I want to give Jesus a name for himself. He's the salvation of the world, not me. He's the healer of our sicknesses, not me. He's the forgiver of our sins, not me. I call on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to come upon you who have not gone to confession in at least 34 years. I call upon the blood to wash you clean so that you can go and confess your sins to a priest who represents Jesus Christ himself.
When you go to confession, confess not only the sins you've done, but what you have failed to do. This is very powerful. Not only the sins I have committed, but the sins that I have failed to do. The things that God has been calling me to do. The times I've missed it with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you confess those chains come off too. And watch, you'll be able to even better be able to hear and obey the voice and the holy inspirations of the Lord. There's a small interior voice of the Holy Spirit, and he wants to direct your life. That we are created to love God and to serve him. But to love him, we love him through obedience. And through obedience, we receive God's power. And through God's power, we receive his wisdom so we can proclaim. You know, God wants you to be his friend. But you know the best part of friends? They share secrets with each other. Jesus wants to share secrets with you about your life, about the spiritual realm, about the spiritual world. This year in 2026, we're not going to be carnally minded, but we're going to be spiritual people, knowing that everything in the physical is just a manifestation of what is happening in the spiritual. That our lives in the physical realm is a reflection of what is going on in our soul. Because we live from the inside out. And as our soul prospers, our life will begin to prosper. As we operate with frequencies of heaven, the frequencies of gratitude, of being a giver, of being a lover, then we attract from the kingdom of God everything we need. That when we walk in our purpose, all provision is provided, all grace is provided. But the key is to get on the road of Christ. Get on the road of God, not on the road of Anthony or Father Tom. The road of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a golden road. It's going to come with trials. It's going to come with tribulations. It's going to come with death to self. It's going to come with calling, doing things that we don't particularly want to do, that are outside the human nature, that become supernatural to do, like fasting, giving, stepping outside of ourselves, praying, living our life as Jesus did, as a living sacrifice. But all that matters is to know, love, and serve God. Like Ecclesiastes, vanity, vanity. Everything is vanity besides knowing and loving the Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes back, or when he takes us to the judgment seat of the Lord, we're going to realize that the only thing that really mattered is loving, serving, and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And what souls did we bring to him? What souls did we bring? And soul winning has to do with obedience. It has to do with humility. Humility isn't about thinking I'm a wretched sinner. It's just about thinking about yourself less and thinking about Jesus Christ more. Because when our eyes are focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are filled with boldness. We are filled with confidence because I'm not relying on my power. I'm relying on the power of God. And when you come to that place, you realize, hallelujah, I have no power of my own. On my own, I am nothing. God is all. Come divine will and come to reign in me. But now my total trust and abandonment is on the power of God. So when we stretch forth our hands to pray for the sick, we know that we're just a vessel. We do the praying, Jesus does the healing. I open my mouth to preach, the Lord puts the words in my mouth. On my own, I have nothing. But through Christ, all things are possible. Do you know that for you? With man, this is impossible. These are words of Jesus. But with God, all things are possible. And Jesus wants to give you, like Father said, the peace that passes all understanding. But it comes from obedience to God, that we are living from the Spirit and not from the flesh. We are living from this place of us where Jesus Christ dwells. The Lord said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. But the trick is to learn how to abide in Christ. Because when you abide in Christ, you abide in peace, you abide in love, you abide in trust, and you begin to live from the overflow. It's not about doing, it's about learning how to be with the Lord. And from this place of divine union, from this place of sacrifice and prayer, then the Lord commands your life. And you open up a well of heaven where even as you go, it's no longer your ministry becomes your life. As you're walking down the street, the Lord gives you a word. You wake up today, the Lord instructs you to fast because you got to get the flesh down. You go to the service, the Lord tells you how much to give. And you have the power to respond and to be obedient to what the Lord's calling you to do. Because you know, before every blessing, the Lord first requires a sacrifice.
In 1968, I was on a retreat. I was up in the chapel all alone with Jesus. As I was there, there was a pitcher of wildflowers that were in front of the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion. And I saw what these wildflowers were doing. They were glorifying God. And the Lord spoke to me This is way before I was a priest. He said, Tom, do you see these flowers? How much glory they give me? And I whispered, yes. I saw them giving glory to God. He said, how much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. I said, much, Lord. And with that, I said, you can have my life. And after that, I said, if I take it back, let me suffer like a dog. Let me suffer if I take my life back. And you want to know what? All that came about. There were days that I wanted to take it back. And I suffered like a dog and went back to Jesus. I tell you, it's better to suffer like a dog and go to Jesus than it is to go to hell.
That's right.
It's all about the power of the Lord himself working through us, working through us, working through us. It's all about Jesus. You see, the church is the church of Jesus Christ. It is the place where he is proclaimed in word and in sacrament. I tell you, it's not either or, the word or the sacrament. It's both and, the word and the sacrament. I receive the body and blood of Jesus every day until he comes again in glory. You can do that also if you're a Catholic. Receive the body and blood of the Lamb until he comes in glory. Hear the word of God until he comes in glory. I tell you, we've been on this place, I believe, 41 years. Let me tell you this. We're nobodies according to the world. But Jesus is the somebody we proclaim. And you know what? We're not paid. We're paid by our proclamation. We're paid because we're saving people from hell. We're paid because this is what God calls us to do. We're not paid. Every cent that comes to us for the ministry, not to Father Tom, not to Anthony. God gives us the people to give it to. And they are the best of people. Today, God has a plan for your life. You only need to say, lead me, Lord. I surrender to your leading. It's the new year. Lead me, Lord. I surrender to your leading. It's the new year. New things are being given to you. The first new thing is faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want faith? Hear the word of God being proclaimed. Open up your telephones and find the Gospels and read them out loud. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Father Tom needs to hear the word of God. He proclaims it. He needs to hear it. On Sundays, I go someplace else where I can hear the word of God. Not be the one that preaches it, but one that receives it. I need it. I need it. What about you? What about you and the word of God? You have a Bible. It's never been opened. Isn't that sad? God's word never has been opened. Today, open the Bible to John's Gospel, the Gospel of John, and begin to read it. Little by little, you hear God's word, and things will happen to you. Read John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. There is nothing that has not been made, but that it was made through him. In him was life, the life of the light of men, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. There was a man named John who was preaching the word of God, preaching repentance. I tell you, we need people like the Baptist John that preach repentance and preach the coming of the Lord Jesus in people's lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know what the church needs more than anything else? The church needs Pentecost more than anything else. I need Pentecost.
So as this year comes to a new beginning for you, a new beginning for you in Christ in 2026, we pray, Lord, pour out the Holy Spirit upon everyone listening, Lord. Fill them with tongues of fire today, Lord. Fill them with the grace to read the Word of God.
Oh, yes, the grace to read the Word of God. Find the Bible. It hasn't been opened. Break it open, you'll hear it crack, because it's not been opened. Start with John's Gospel. A chapter a day keeps the devil away.
Oh!
And Jesus Christ is Lord. Happy New Year. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners. So please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.